Glad to see you here in church today. Last week I mentioned how we were coming into summer, and today I think we came into the flood, right? This whole weekend. I know many are traveling this weekend, and some are watching us online, so I want to say hello to you as well. But glad that you made it here in church to be with us this morning. You did see a number of events up on the screen a few moments ago. That was just the month of June, so we do have other things coming up after June. Let me just mention that this upcoming weekend, both the youth and then the young adult event on Sunday night, we have a guest coming in. So we have a youth pastor originally from Philadelphia coming in. Wanted to make our last night of youth special on Friday and something special for our young adults on Sunday. And especially if you are a young adult couple, if you are husband and wife, or if you're engaged to get married, come on out Sunday night. We're hoping to do something special with some of you as well. So talk to us. We want to prepare. We're going to have some food, 18 and up. That's young adults. And you saw some other things on the calendar. Men, this is Men's Month with the barbecue, Father's Day. So a lot of good things happening. Next week and the week after, we'll show you more things that are upcoming on the calendar. We're starting to book guest speakers to come, different things we're doing, and it's exciting we're doing this again. And of course, we see things changing in our community. Now you go out to the store, you see everyone feels a little bit differently, a level of comfort with the mask or not mask. So things are changing in our community. Things are continuing to change here in our church. And as they're changing, we're going to continue to do more of God's work. And we're just going to thank God for everything he's letting us to do. I was talking to some other pastors in New York this week, and just hearing about where they are in reopening and being online, and I really thank God that we've been a little bit ahead of the game, so we've been able to do more than many other churches have been doing, so we've been very fortunate, we've been very blessed, and we just want to continue to advance forward in these weeks and months to come. Well, I have been talking on the series of hearing and obeying God, and I want to go there again today. A key verse that I've been sharing over the weeks, just a theme verse I've been talking about, is from Luke 11, where Jesus said, "Blessed are those who hear the word of God and obey it." And that's what we want. That's what we want to do in our lives as believers. We want to hear the word of God for our lives, and we want to put it into practice. We want to obey it. Well, today specifically, as I'm thinking about this concept of hearing God, I want to look at the shepherd's voice. This idea of God as our shepherd is found all throughout the scriptures. This is a strong imagery in both the Old Testament and in the New Testament. And I want to look at a few of those places here today. And I want to start in the book of John, where Jesus is speaking, John chapter 10, starting in verse number 2. Jesus said this, "The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice." Verse 11, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep." Well, those are wonderful words from Jesus describing himself as our shepherd, as our good shepherd. And as we've been talking these last few weeks about hearing from God, about recognizing his voice in our life, in following him, obeying what he's saying to us, there's no greater passage than this where Jesus describes himself as the good shepherd. And we, as his sheep, and there is this communication that's happening between him and us. This shepherd who is saying good things to his sheep. Well, I learned a few things here in this passage about the shepherd. And when you understand who God is as a shepherd, it should make more sense that God wants to communicate. Sometimes, you know, as we hear this, well, God wants to speak to you. God wants to communicate to you. You know, if you've been in church a long time, those type of things make sense to you. But if you're new to church or new to understanding the concepts of the Bible, of God communicating, you know, some of those things might seem a bit foreign. But here, Jesus makes this very easy to understand. This concept of a shepherd and a sheep and the sheep recognizing the voice of the shepherd. And this is the type of image that we want to receive here today in our life and in our spiritual walk with God. It says that it describes the shepherd first as someone taking responsibility for the well-being of the sheep. You know, the good shepherd would give all that he has for the sheep and willing to give his own life if necessary. That is the picture that God has for us to understand who he is. That he wants to take responsibility for our lives. The description here is between a shepherd and a hired hand. And it's someone, it's we could say it's the difference between owning and renting, right? What's the difference there? It's responsibility. God is taking responsibility for you and I if we are his sheep following him as our shepherd. So when you think about it conceptually, wow, God is looking out for us. He's looking after us. If we put our trust in him, he's going to be looking after us as a good shepherd does. The good shepherd also gives protection. He takes responsibility and he offers protection to the sheep. You know, when you are with the shepherd, you know that someone is willing to fight on your behalf. You know, the shepherds would be fighting off wild animals when they come. And the description was, well, the hired hand, when the wolf is coming or something bad is coming, the hired hand is not going to get involved. They're just going to run away. But God is our shepherd. He is going to stand there and give protection for his sheep. He's going to fight for you on your behalf through all the different situations in life. And then it explains that the shepherd leads the sheep. God goes in front of us that we can follow him. So he is the sheep's personal guide through life. If you've ever been on vacation, you know, you could go about it in two different ways. You could self-navigate or you could have a tour guide. And sometimes it's easy to self-navigate, but I sure find it's a good experience when you have a really good tour guide. Well, God wants to be your tour guide through life, but he's more than just a tour guide. He's someone to be beside you and leading you through all those twists and turns that life might have. So that's the type of concept we have of God as our shepherd. And God as a shepherd, it's a personal relationship. And here's where it gets personal and it connects into the theme that we've been talking about week after week here. That God, it says that as shepherd, he calls the sheep by name. He's a personal God. Have you thought about the fact that God knows your name? He knows your name. He knows who you are. Sometimes we could get lost in the crowd, you know, and even in different settings of life, of church, and just having someone to know your name. Even in the multitudes of people that exist in this world, God knows your name. That's the concept that Jesus talks about, that the good shepherd knows and calls the sheep by name. So that's why we have confidence that there can be a personal connection between us and God when it comes to hearing his voice. That God could communicate to us in a personal way because he knows who we are on a personal level. And it says, it goes a step further here, that the sheep recognize the voice of the Good Shepherd. And that's important for us. So we understand the concept that God initiates. He's the starter. He wants to be the shepherd. And as the shepherd, he wants to speak into our life. And now us as the sheep, we begin to learn to recognize the voice of the shepherd. Well, how do we start to recognize the voice of God? You know, as we just think about this concept with the sheep and the shepherd, the shepherd spends a lot of time with the sheep. And when the sheep is there with the shepherd, after time, there is familiarity. There is recognition. I am recognizing the voice that is near to me. That the shepherd is frequently speaking to the sheep, enough for the sheep to understand the difference between his voice and the voice of a stranger. You know, I think about this, that, you know, when we're on the phone with people, and if we've come to know them quite a lot, you can start to recognize someone's voice on the phone, can't you? You know, we have that expectation. One day, I was talking to one of my family members, and I don't remember if I placed the call or they placed the call, but I remember on the phone, and the family member said, who is this? And I said, you've known me for over 40 years. How do you not know who this is? And then they knew who this was, okay? Because whatever it was wrong with my voice or the connection, suddenly by context, they understood, okay, yeah, I should know who this is. We have that expectation, don't we? That if we have a relationship with someone, there should be some recognition. They should recognize our voice. Sometimes now we leave voicemails. We don't even say who we are. We don't even identify everything. We just start talking. Why? Because we have an expectation that that person's going to recognize our voice in the relational context of what we're saying. And so that's the concept of relationship and recognizing someone's voice. That as we are in relationship with someone, as we have spent time and become familiar with someone, we have that expectation that we're going to recognize that voice, understand what's being communicated. There's something there. There's a bond there that's not just from one stranger to the next. It's something more than that. And that is the concept that Jesus communicates to us as believers. I remember one time, my grandfather, you know, I was on the phone with him, and he said, "Hi, Linda." I'm like, do I remotely sound like my mom? I don't think so. You know, my grandfather was hard of hearing, so sometimes we had those funny moments as he got older. And I remember one time he asked about a friend of the family and asked, "Oh, how's he doing?" I said, "He's good." And my grandfather said, "What? He's dead?" I said, "No, he's good. I don't know why you thought I said he's dead." You know, that's completely different. We would have some funny moments there, but when there's poor communication, things get messed up, don't they? Okay, so when, you know, in us as human beings, we often have communication problems, sometimes because of hearing issues, but sometimes other communication issues. But God wants to have clear communication with us. He doesn't want there to be confusion in his communication to us. He wants us to recognize his voice and understand what he's communicating. Now, sometimes there still is confusion on our side, but the confusion can exist because of a variety of reasons in our life. But the more that we are with the shepherd, the less we should feel confused and the more we should come to an understanding that, yes, God, my shepherd, is communicating to me. I recognize that he's trying to say something to me. I recognize he's trying to guide me. He's trying to give direction. He's prompting my heart. He's impressing something on me. He's speaking in a different way that I could recognize. I see his hand in action in my life. Why? Because I've come to recognize it over all the time I've been spending with him, and he's been close to me, so I could recognize that. So I think it's so important. Communication is so important in understanding that God wants to act as shepherd and communicate. So it starts with God and who he is. So as we understand the nature of who God is, then we could realize, hey, I can believe this, that God does want to communicate. So now I have to position myself and do what the Bible teaches me to do so that I can hear clearly. You know, there's other places besides John 10 where this concept of God as a shepherd is found and portrayed in the Scriptures. Another very, very famous portion of Scripture is Psalm chapter 23. It's one of the most famous out of all the Bible, Psalm 23. We read this passage at weddings, at funerals, hospital visits, at when we need times of comfort during relief. David was a shepherd. He was a shepherd. He took care of sheep. But he also understood who God was. He had a deep revelation understanding of God. So as he wrote Psalm 23, it came out of his understanding of who God was to him in a personal way, but also his understanding of what it meant to be a shepherd. And so he gave great context and meaning when he wrote this. We always understand Scripture is written under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. But David also had this close understanding of what it really meant to be a shepherd. So when this came together in this writing, we have this passage that is so near and dear to so many people. I'm going to read the first few verses from the NIV. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." What great illustration here is David starts by saying, the Lord is my shepherd. He was an earthly shepherd. He knew what it was to have sheep and tend to sheep. But now he was saying, I am the sheep. The Lord is my shepherd. And what great things that we learn here from this place, from this passage of Scripture. We learn that the Lord gives provision. He wants the sheep to have what they need. He brings them into a good place where they are provided for. The shepherd offers protection. This is reiterated by Jesus in John chapter 10. And the provision part is talked about in many different places of Scripture. But here, just talking about the shepherd passages, what I read in John 10 and now what I see here, there is protection. When we face adversity, which we always do, we have a shepherd who's with us. And because of that, we don't have to be afraid. If we think we're just alone all by ourselves, well, we have reason to be afraid. But we got the shepherd with us. We don't have to be afraid. The rod and the staff, it's seen as comfort. The tools of a shepherd in leading and guiding. You know, the sheep would recognize that staff that was there in bringing the sheep in. It brings me comfort. And so sometimes that little nudge, that little thing in my life, it brings me comfort because I recognize God, my shepherd, is there with me. The shepherd brings direction. We need direction in our life. We pray for direction. Well, if God is your shepherd, he wants to bring direction. That's what a shepherd does for the sheep. We heard that scripture, like sheep, we've all gone astray. That's another scripture. When we're left to our own devices, we all make mistakes. You know, I heard one time about sheep. It happened somewhere in Europe where all the sheep suddenly started following one another, and they all started walking off of a cliff, you know, because the sheep were just, the shepherds had left the flock, and all the sheep just started following each other and started falling. And most of them actually survived the accident because they were so fluffy, they like bounced off each other. So we find some funny situations with sheep, but we also find sheep get themselves into trouble when the shepherd is not around them to guide them. The shepherd sees things and knows things that the sheep doesn't know, that the sheep doesn't see. He makes decisions about where to go because he has the well-being of the sheep in mind. And as the sheep has a tendency to wander off, the shepherd knows that. And he uses his staff and his rod to bring them back, to give them the guidance, the direction that they need. Well, there's so many other places in Scripture that talk about God as a shepherd and we as his sheep following. We find this many places in the prophetic books. The Lord himself talks about himself as a shepherd. In Ezekiel chapter 34, it's one place where God is talking about being the shepherd, tending the flock. In the parable in the New Testament, where Jesus talks about the one lost sheep who wandered away, and the shepherd leaves the 99 to go after and look for the one lost sheep to bring him back to the flock. So many places where God gives us this imagery that he is our good shepherd and we could be the sheep of his pasture. And when that happens, we could have a close personal relationship with God and we could recognize his voice. Well, let's think about the sheep here. You know, if God is the good shepherd, we need to be good sheep, right? We need to be good sheep. What do good sheep do? Good sheep follow. John 10 said this, that, you know, the good shepherd goes in front and leads the sheep because the sheep follow him because they know his voice. That's why we follow him. That's why we trust him, because we learn to know his voice. Sheep on their own don't have the insight to know the right way without the guidance of the shepherd. You know, we often talk about the Bible as being God's instructions for our life. He leads us and guides us in the way that we should go, because on our own, we don't know. But the instructions are there. God's word is there. And his voice is in our life, so he can guide us and direct us through different moments and circumstances and situations. Because sometimes as the sheep is moving from one place to another, there's some rough terrain. Isn't there rough terrain in our life? There sure is. And so during the time of the rough terrain, we need the shepherd to be there close to guide and lead. And we as sheep just need to follow. We don't always have to know on our own, how do I make it through all this rough terrain? And we don't have to just do it on our own. We can do it with the guidance of the shepherd. That is the assurance that we could have in our life. What great assurance. It's hard navigating through this life. It's so much easier when we have a good shepherd that we're following. So much easier. You know, the sheep, they have a dependency. They are dependent on the shepherd for direction, for protection, for provision, those other things I mentioned previously. And the sheep have to stay under the leadership of the shepherd in the flock. If the sheep stray, that's when problems start to happen. So the sheep is dependent on the shepherd. And so we need to remember that in our lives as people, if we want to follow God, we recognize that we do have a dependency, that we are supposed to be dependent on God. When we stop depending on God, that's where we get off track in our spiritual lives. We have to stay close to the shepherd so you could hear his voice and you could follow his leadership. That's how we hear someone's voice. We stay close. You know, if I'm close to you, I know most people are wearing a mask right now, but we have hard times with the mask and the plexiglass. You know, I don't know what you said, but I think this is what you said, you know. And when you get a little distance now, you know, you really can't hear what's going on. You got to be close to the shepherd if you want to hear clearly what he's saying, if you want to hear his voice. So that's so important for us spiritually, that if we are the sheep and he is our shepherd and we want to hear his voice, we have to stay close. We're not going to hear him so well if we're so far away and there's barriers between us and him. So we have to stay close. If we want to go deeper into spiritual things, then we have to invest time. We have to invest time. We have to make space in life for the shepherd to lead us, for us to hear his voice. You know, I think as we think about that word dependency that I just used, you know, as human beings, we are dependent on food and drink, aren't we? We have to take time, whether we want to or not. Sometimes we're so busy, oh, I forgot to eat lunch, you know, and then our stomach starts rumbling. Hey, I got to take a pause and I got to eat. I got to drink. And if you wait too long, you're going to have problems. Well, same thing if you're driving a car. You know, if you're dependent on transportation to get to a job, to get to school, you better stop once in a while to put some gas in the car. You better go get an oil change. You better go do some maintenance for your brakes. Otherwise, it's not going to make it. You're going to have problems. The same thing is true if you live a life that's dependent on God. If you forget that as a person that we are created for a relationship with God, you might not stop to take the time to invest in that relationship with God. But if you think about it conceptually, like, hey, I need food and water, I got to stop for that. I need gas in my car, I got to stop for that. Hey, I got to do something in my spiritual life that I could be together and close with the shepherd, that I can stop to hear his voice. When we stop, you're going to find that you're going to hear his voice more and more in your life. It's so important to take those times in life to pause and to listen. Amen? Amen. You know, the shepherd is here, and today he's calling. Today he's speaking to understand who he is. You know, we can't just do this on our own. No matter how we say, oh, yeah, I want to hear from God. I want to do this and that. You know, maybe if I do this, I can hear from God. Maybe if I do that, I can hear from God. It starts with God, that he's our good shepherd. And so it starts with us putting our faith in him, that he is our shepherd. It all starts with him. And then from there, we do our part. We do our part. God wants to speak to us. You know, I don't know where you are in your life right now. Maybe you understand this concept. Maybe it's a concept that's coming deeper into you. But I want to encourage you today that wherever you are in your Christian journey, could you take a little extra time this week to make time for God, just to hear his voice? I know last week I was talking about making our prayer list, and maybe instead of making our whole list, maybe taking a few moments during our prayer and saying, Lord, okay, what do you want to say to me? Instead of what do I want to say to you? It's so important. He is our shepherd. He wants to communicate. And then when he does communicate, do what he says. Put it into practice. It might be something I said here today. Maybe it was a Bible verse that I read here now. Maybe it's something tomorrow. You're going to take just a brief pause. Open the Bible app. Open your devotion. And God is going to speak a small word to you, maybe through a Bible verse, maybe through another spiritual believer in your life. God is going to do something to speak and communicate. If you put your trust in him as your shepherd, he wants to watch out for you, protect you, provide for you, give you direction. All those types of things he wants to speak into your life. You just got to spend some time with him. Start to recognize his voice. He's going to speak to you. Why don't we pray right now? Let's ask God that he would speak to us as our shepherd, that we would hear his voice clearly even now. Dear Lord, we thank you, O God. Lord, you are our good shepherd. Just as Jesus said, you are our good shepherd. Lord, we can recognize your voice in our life. And Lord, we know that you want to speak to us. Well, we don't know the choices to make sometimes. Sometimes we have life-changing decisions, and we don't know what to do. But Lord, we know we can trust in you. And we know you speak in different ways at different times. Well, we might not hear an audible voice. We might not see the sky open up. But Lord, you could speak to us in subtle ways. Things that are more than just a coincidence. Things that are just a subtle way that you speak and communicate personally. Just as you know our voice, you know what we like, you know how we are. Lord, you love us the way that we are. We pray, Lord, that you will make yourself personal to someone here today. Maybe this is the first time they've heard God described as a good shepherd. Maybe there's been other images in their mind of what God is like, maybe feeling that God is just disappointed or angry. But Lord, today we recognize, as the words of Jesus, that you want to be our good shepherd. You want to come close. You want to speak to us in a personal way. Lord, we've received that into our hearts. Help us to hear your voice. Lord, all across this place, there are many needs here. Some have physical needs. Some have other needs in their life. And Lord, you want to meet those needs. But Lord, you want to be personal through every situation of life, through the rough terrain, through the good times and bad times. We pray, Lord, you will help us to hear your voice. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.